Yo, Roma, I don't think my mic's working either.
Don't you want to steal it? I want to steal it. Let me see you steal it. I've got to see it. Somehow.
All right.
Not tomorrow, but right now. I know it's late, but I can't wait. Let me steal.
Test it 1, 2.
Don't wanna start thinking.
I'm a
change.
What about my mic?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Everybody's sleeping.
Can y'all hear me?
Let's not waste any time.
I can hear myself.
I know it's late. I can wait. Oh. Girl, you got to let me steal. I know it's wrong. Meeting you this way, there's no other way. I can be with you if all your folks would approve. Things like this, you and I wouldn't have to do. No, no.
Oh.
No, that much. I got to steal. Somebody out there may want to steal it.
Testing, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that one. What about this one?
I know it's late. Oh, I can wait. Fuck the hell.
Well, you know what, guys? That's the blues for you.
Yes, yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you, Roma. Yeah, sound check. We all sound check is good. Sound check is good. Good. We are here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is the Studio W Sports Page. I'm your host, Mill, and riding shotgun with me as always, Mr. Kevin Harris to my left. To my right, Mr. Romar Smith. We're going to have some guys come. We have some honored guests come on later on in the show. But for right now, guys, we have been absent from you all for the good portion of, you know, 2 weeks now. 2 weeks now. And, yeah. I really miss you guys. And come on, join us online right now. It's the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Hey, Mark, how you doing out there? Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Neil?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Hey, it's been a long 2 weeks since we've been off the air. And I apologize to you guys for the long absence. You know, sometimes, you know, you get called to do other things on Saturday mornings. I wish I could have chopped up with you guys, two Saturdays ago. But last week was so crazy in the RVA. We had a monument on 15K run. And if you guys have not been into the RVA, when we have these special events, downtown Richmond just shuts down. It's almost impossible traffic to get through. And my detour that day, picking up my co-host, got derailed, literally, as a tractor trailer tipped over on the highway. And I spent all Saturday morning stuck in traffic. And I apologize to you guys, but that was a very hectic Saturday morning. So we've been gone for the past 2 weeks. So as much as I missed you guys, I know we got tons of stuff to talk about. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, brother. Nothing much. Start off, last week had a big fight. Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia. Tank took care of business with a body shot that Ryan Garcia couldn't get up from. The deadliest punch in boxing to me. Great turnout. Good fight up until that point. Again, Tank handled his business. Now we got to see what direction he's going to go in next. More importantly, last night my Lakers went out, said we ain't got time to play, took care of business, got Memphis out of there. Now I'm waiting to see what Golden State going to do Saturday, because they should have closed it last night. Now they got me worried.
Oh, man,
oh yeah, Lamar got his money. As much as I criticized him, he used a pivotal point to get paid. I can't believe he used that strategy. I didn't think about it. He used it. It was smart. He got his money. Now he better go earn it.
Yeah, he better go in and do. Look, we was talking about that on the way here. Now, great accomplishments also comes great expectations. So the expectations are just immediately heightened over the fact that Lamar Jackson got his money. So I was telling the guys, I'm like, no matter what now, he has to make the playoffs every single year now. That's the expectation. You don't pay nobody that kind of money without those kind of expectations. Yo, Roma.
Yeah.
What's been going on with you, man, for the past 2 weeks?
I've been just focused on chilling and focusing and studying, man, and trying to accomplish this goal that I set out. So far, I'm just one step away from finishing off what I set out to do. So,
oh, that's good. Before we get
I'm paying a lot of attention to that 4-5 series in the East, you know.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have more on that later. Yeah. Before I get tossed over to Kevin Harris, let me give a couple of shouts. One shout is that's our sponsor, J&J, for 3302 Williamsburg Road Supreme Free Market. Tell the boys that Studio W sent you. And also WB is in the background. Big shout out to the boss, to the CEO, for getting up this early morning and helping us with the setup. I know we was kind of behind and everything, but WB always got our back. And hopefully we're going to get him on the mic later in a few minutes, because he has some questions that we need answers for. Kevin.
He looked kind of sad.
Don't get him started. Let him make the coffee first, okay? Let him make the coffee first. Coffee thing is low. Do not bother the barista right now. Let him do his thing.
I mean, you're going to have some tears in there.
I don't care.
Oh, Lord.
As long as I'm healthy enough to drive you home.
Some Memphis tears.
As you can see, my co-host lives recklessly. Yo, Kevin, man, what's going on, man?
Let me tell you something, man. Trying to keep up with the playoffs,
NFL draft, WWE draft, and I'm going to tell you this, though. The takeaways that I've seen this week, Mel, I got to give it to you. You've been in negotiations with Ski Mask Howie over there for the last 2 weeks. And it just so happens, I'm sitting there watching this first, you know, 10 picks to drop, and when y'all moved up to number 9 and y'all saw Jalen Carter got called, I was sitting there yelling your name out. I was like, that daggone Mel, he done called it.
Yes.
And you called it over a month ago, which was wild because people can throw mock drafts all day long. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, somebody could get moved up, somebody get traded down, somebody, you know, a whole lot of crazy expectations, but it just aligned itself perfectly when y'all moved up, which was really, really smart because, like I say, y'all didn't take no chances on this one. Y'all just like say, we gonna get him now. We ain't taking no chance on waiting. And then on the other end, Romar, I don't know how you do it. I kid you not when I say it, man. That's twice in 2.5 months, man. You just throw something wild on there. And I'm sitting there messing with you. I'm thinking, I said, somebody's going to win some. And I said, Seafood Boy for the win. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was like, Romar, I have no words for this, man. I don't know how you do it. I don't. Man,
we all have interesting talents, interesting traits, and what Kevin is alluding to, and I like to thank you for not letting someone forget this, Kevin.
I'm sorry. Well, if it wasn't me, it would have been him.
Romar and I had a bet that I had Cleveland. You know, I've been high on Cleveland the past 2 years, and yeah, they got some explaining to do, and Romar, rightfully so, said the Knicks was going to beat them. So, I'm not the gambling man. Y'all know me. You're not going to get me to bet money. That's not going to happen. Now, unless I feel sorry for you. I know you're struggling then. I have a reason to give you some money because I ain't going to do it any other kind of way. But anyway, I'll take Cleveland and we bet dinner on it. Now, normally, since this is Romar and not the ref, I felt good about this bet. Boy, was I wrong. Donovan Mitchell, where are you? Because you ain't shown. I haven't seen you.
As I said, his record in the playoffs speaks for itself.
Yeah, Spiders, I thought when they was going to go to the, when they picked him up, I said, this is a nice back, nice, good, young team. They just need a star. I thought Donovan Mitchell was going to be that star. Okay, my bad. I was wrong. I have no. They have to go back to the drawing board. But I take solace in knowing that I'm not that Cleveland isn't the only one that has to go back to the drawing board.
Oh yeah, they definitely got to go back to the drawing board in Memphis.
They have to go Memphis.
Oh, you didn't wait for that one,
could
you?
Chicago has to go back too. We also have Chicago. That Chicago went home, right? Atlanta went. Not Chicago. Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would have. I give them credit for lasting this long against Boston. I really do. I thought they was gonna go home a lot sooner. Who else went home?
Brooklyn.
Oh,
Milwaukee.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes, the biggest one of them all, the Milwaukee Bucks. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that Bucks Heat series? Huge shout out to the Heat.
You know, Milwaukee got to make some changes, man. You know, it didn't help that Giannis missed several games. When he came back, I'm still trying to figure this out. I know that was WB's team.
Yeah.
No, that was not our team, Dad. We are Giannis fans. We're not Bucks fans.
And, you know, there's some moves they got to make. They got to, you know, they got to move on from Chris Middleton. He's not a complimentary player. He's a role player, but he's at a point where he's missing a lot of games. It just don't match. You know, I would keep Bobby Portis. I keep Drew Holiday. Everybody else would be for sale.
Let me disagree with you just to an extent. I understand Chris Middleton. If you want to, I would keep him. But Bobby Portis got to go. Grayson Allen got to go.
What about Brooke Lopez?
I would still keep
Portis. I would actually keep Bobby Portis.
I get better offensive production out of Brook Lopez, though.
I keep Brook Lopez. You got to keep him. Everybody else is for sale, period.
Yeah, I would definitely keep Brook Lopez. Now, also,
but you know, I put it to you like this. The New York Knicks is going to the Eastern Conference Finals because they'll beat Miami. And if Boston ain't careful, and if they get sloppy the way they did against Atlanta, New York will be the team representing the East coming out of going to the NBA Finals, period.
That's pretty scary right there.
Yeah. New York ain't playing. You know, people can – you got R.J. Barrett, this stepped up. Jalen Brunson is starting to make me believe he's one of the top five guards in the league.
Josh Hart with his rebound and ability.
You got that road dog and Josh Hart there. We got to see what's going to go on with Julius Randle, but to a point, it seemed like they played better without him sometime. But you got to have him. I mean, you got to have him. You got quickly, you got Mitchell Robinson. And, man, they can create some problems. And Miami is, in my opinion, Jimmy Butler, the brother's been phenomenal. But, man, he can't keep doing all this by himself. And Miami's going to be at a point where I think the Knicks wins this series. I actually got them winning it in five.
Ooh. Wow.
You switch to the other side of this. Kev, no disrespect, but Denver is the most boring team to watch in this playoffs. When they was playing Minnesota this week, I'm going to be honest, when that game came on, I said, man, I can go to bed now because this game's going to be boring.
I mean, I'm with you with that one, Mark, because I tried a couple of nights ago, and it just didn't happen. But one thing, before we go on to any other teams, before I get WB to Mike, let's not gloss over Milwaukee, because more than that got to go for Milwaukee. You said Chris Middleton got to go, a couple of role players got to go. Fine.
Well, the coach may have to take
thank you. Thank you.
His decision making was atrocious. Miami goes on a run. He calls no timeouts. At a certain point, just me. If I'm coaching, team come out, they hit a three. Okay, that can happen. They hit another three. That happens. They hit something. No. We got to take a timeout. We got to make a readjustment here. We got to do something.
Yes, his adjustments were absolutely horrible. How you're down? Miami was already down two players. Victor Oladipo went out with a knee injury. Tyler Hero broke his hand. And you still can't find a way to win a game against them?
You had a gift for us.
Well, like I said.
Jimmy came around.
I mean, that Jimmy Butler is a bad dude, man. I mean, he is. But there's no excuse for what the coaching that occurred in that game. There's just no excuse. None. I'm still in a little bit of shock that this happened. You got to start making some moves. We talking about all the players, but what about who's at the forefront of the team? Did a horrific job. You know, and then we can switch back to New York and Cleveland. They're not going to let him go. Great, great younger coach. Man, hey, Steven Silas. Bickerstaff.
I'm really looking at Coach Buttonholes with the side eye for the next couple of seasons. Yo, Dad.
Man.
Hey, real, before you go, I know you got a lot to say, but I got to ask you a fun question because I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks and I miss you so much. How was that spaghetti I dropped off to
man,
you?
Man, that was on point, man.
Thank you.
I had it for dinner and breakfast. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was outstanding.
Did it have grizzly meat in it?
Grizzly meat?
Wrong.
Oh, boy.
Hey, anyway, I would say, hey, to my point, Mark over there. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Yeah. Oh, I know what's happening. Over there. That's the problem right there. Kevin. All right, hold on one second. I'll be able to pass it.
Okay, so we all talk about what's going on, and I'm with you. I think I might have to get on that New York Knicks bandwagon also, because they seen the side of them, and also I fully forgot about the bet I had with Roma. But how I saw them in game three.
But do you know something?
When I saw them in game three, mm-hmm. I said, Cleveland's going to lose this, because the way that New York Knicks crowd ignited and got behind them, I was like, that's kind of hard to overcome if you're a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers.
But
so,
you know what's so crazy? A lot of people don't realize you almost looking at a copy of what Thibodeau did with them early New York, early Chicago squads. He is a defensive coach.
Yeah, let's see how they fare in the next round.
He ain't a bad coach like last year.
He's never been a bad coach.
Last year they were in the same spot, going, getting ready to go into the playoffs and drop to like the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Now he got players that can show up outside of Julius Randle when he disappears in the playoffs. He got a player that can take over a game, that ain't scared of the moment. And like Mark said, he got his running mate from college. Makes him so much that more dangerous.
Yeah, ain't it? So yeah, I got them as a dark horse. But I was telling you guys earlier this week, I wouldn't mind another Lakers versus Celtics series. Yo, Dad, how's everything?
Oh man, everything's good. Everything's good. We got the Michael Justin. Hey Mark, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm disappointed in Milwaukee. I didn't expect that. And I'm going to have to give Jimmy Butler his props, especially for this series. Now, he plays like this. Well, the rest of the team will have to keep contributing. But that dude, he was unstoppable. They couldn't stop him.
No, they could not.
That was unbelievable. No,
you know, the only thing that's going to stop him, I don't mean to cut, you know, the only thing that's going to stop him, I remember when they played the Lakers in the championship back in the bubble. He did the same thing, but eventually he got worn out.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you're going to stop him is eventually he gets worn out.
He's going to have to stop himself. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
But I'm glad I didn't bet on that. I didn't bet on any game, but man, I would have lost my shirt on that one. And also now Miami is not a high scoring team. Am I right?
No, they're not. They've been up and down all year long, so there's really nobody had stock in them.
Yeah, but we didn't even think about
those points in this season that we didn't think Miami was going to even make the play in.
And then I'll tell you something else nobody's mentioned. How about Eric Spoelstra, the coach? I think that cat needs to have some credit. You know,
he's, in my opinion, top three coach in the league.
He's a tough coach, man. I mean, I remember he used to go for Pat Riley.
But here's the thing. Go ahead, Wayne.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think the thing that people tend to forget on this whole thing, and I don't know, I said this, I told somebody this earlier in the week, Miami's realistically not an 8 seed. They had some bad games or whatever it is. That was not an 8 seed team. That was maybe a 4, in my opinion. Maybe a 4 seed. They're not no 8 seed team.
Well, Milwaukee thought they were a 2 seed, I tell you that. Because Milwaukee that was unbelievable. Like you said, you have to do some shake up in Milwaukee. I was pulling for Milwaukee because I've always loved Giannis. I love his game because he's going to put everything out on the floor no matter what. He's going to do that, right? And so, of course, him being injured a couple of times, that hurt him. Middleton, I was really disappointed with him. Lopez really didn't show me a whole lot of what I expected out of him during the playoffs. I said, oh, that 1-2 punch there, Lopez and Giannis, I mean, shucks, who's going to beat them, right? Well, hey.
Now, see, this is where I give Lopez a pass. Lopez is a system fit. Now, if Lopez does not get his, it's because they didn't run the offense through. That one game that they won in that series with all Giannis, yeah, that's when Brooke Lopez had, you know, they made him the focal point of the offense. The ball went through his hands, and he was able to facilitate through there. Now, that's the reason why you keep Brook Lopez, but if he's not the one bringing the ball to court and initiating the offense, you got to run through him, especially if Giannis is not out. That is when Milwaukee is at his best. How they got away from that for four games, I have no idea.
But look at the last game. It looked like they just choked. Those last couple of minutes, Milwaukee, they were turning the ball over. They couldn't make a free throw. They just absolutely choked. They could have won that game.
There was two games that way. That, I mean, you up by like 13 points.
Come on, man.
Didn't I say that earlier this week?
I'm sure you did.
The Bucks choke and Jimmy was in his bag. Didn't I not believe that?
Yeah.
They did choke.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, you saw it.
They're a one seed in the eight. There's no other way to call it.
They look like a deer in the headlights because they couldn't make a free throw. They turned the ball over. They were lethargic. I mean, I said, come on, man. Is this a championship team?
Like, real good teams do not choke. Especially number one seed.
Absolutely.
With 8 minutes to go. I mean, you got to find, like I said, you got to close the deal.
And they had a chance to. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm jumping around a little bit. The team that I'm most impressed with is New York. I mean, I like New York throughout the year. They've been playing consistently throughout the year, right? And who mentioned, was you, Mark, that talk about Brunson? Brunson is a star. I don't care what anybody say. That boy played with ice water in his veins.
But see, keep in mind.
I didn't pick New York.
Well, yeah, you did.
I sure did. Yeah, Mill had Cleveland. No, I didn't pick New York.
See, yeah, I was on a limb on that one.
Well, see, it was me and Mill went Cleveland. And yeah. Now, anytime when you and Romar agree on something,
Lord Jesus, wrong. That ain't going to happen often. I'm going to tell you that now.
And that's why I was raining.
Maybe
so.
It should. I mean, y'all got a nice winning percentage going on right now.
Hey, listen. That explains why I rained so hard yesterday.
Yeah, it did all day. And me and Romar agreed on something, absolutely. But New York, I've looked, and another thing, I'm happy for the fans in New York. Cause look how many treacherous seasons they've been through. But I tell you something else about them too. You could turn on New York and have a bad season like they've had many of you. All of us can count them, right? Mm-hmm. And you can count them on your fingers, your toes, hands, and somebody else's hands. They just had awful, awful seasons, right? But the fans always show up.
Yes, they do.
Have you ever seen an empty seat in New York? Even in the most dismal years, those fans show up.
Spike Lee is courtside
religiously. Oh, I thought that Spike Lee was going to break dance the other night. He's jumping there, running up and down the court, just having a good time. Milwaukee, like you said, now Cleveland, yeah, Donovan Mitchell. Hey, didn't he hit 70 points this year?
That's why we just tell him on the way on the air. It's like, didn't the same cat that dropped 71 that one night? And I'm thinking like, and what was it? So I think we all mentioned regular season stats don't mean nothing.
No, it don't. No.
As we all have witnessed, like playoffs, everything is raised.
And so why are they keeping Kevin Love? Is it out of loyalty? Is that what it is?
No, he's actually playing pretty decent.
He plays for Miami.
Kevin Love. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I regress on that. But no, man, it's been, and my boys went home last night, huh? The Grizz.
Unfortunately. Yeah. In the worst way possible.
They moonwalked out of LA.
They moonwalked. No, they ain't moonwalked. They didn't show up. Those were imposters.
They poked the bear.
Well, you know, I tell you what. Brooks. Was it Brooks?
Dylan Brooks.
We call him Villain Brooks right now.
Yeah, well, he looked much like a villain. He just ran his mouth this season.
The bear.
Yeah. But now you got to give my boy Ja, okay, his props too, because he was balling.
But yeah, he did everything
he could. Was balling.
He did not.
Well, I tell you what, he last night in that game.
But nobody showed up last night.
Well, I didn't watch the game last night. I'm glad I didn't.
Well, I tell you what, there was one last night in that game. There was one play where he somewhat of a breakaway, and LeBron found him. But I'm glad LeBron did because, man, I ain't seen a dude that can jump like this. I mean, that dude, it's like he bumped LeBron off balance, and he dunked. I was like, how does this dude get up like this?
Yeah.
I people used to want to compare him, you know, a little bit to Derrick. Derrick Rose couldn't jump like this dude. No, no, yeah. he can't jump like this, dude.
He's only, what, 6'2"? I think he's around 6'2", no more than 6'3". But,
well, you know what? I'll tell you what, his hand, there was at one point in the game where somebody took a swing at it, like slapped it, and you could see him grab it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's ever had it. I had a soft tissue injury to my hand. I was a kid at the time. Hey, man, your hand is swollen, and when somebody touches it, it just feels like you've been shot.
Right.
It's almost worse than having a break. It seriously is, because you could tell that fool, he was hurting.
Because the nerves are extra sensitive right there.
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt, and your hands, I'm telling you, it hurts, bro. But on the back end of it, Anthony Davis played like a man possessed. Austin Reeves did his thing. LeBron came in, did his. And then you dealing with a streak shooter like D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
He can be 0 for 10, but when that dude gets hot, if he hits two in a row.
Oh, he's going to let you up.
You got to keep for you. Let him go. Mm-hmm. Just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm telling you, I want to see him play Golden State for various reasons. I love Golden State, number one, number two. I need the Lakers to play them because Sacramento scares the hell out of me, and I don't know if they can beat them. And they're young.
Sacramento Phoenix series, man.
They will create a problem. I think if the Lakers play Golden State, it plays to the Lakers' advantage, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
I just do. I think the size, this would be the first time in years I'd actually be going against Golden State.
Man.
I think from a TV standpoint, everybody wants to see that. And then you go to the other one. I hate to say it, it just seems like it's boring. Denver and Phoenix, I don't know what it is with Denver, but they bore the hell out of me.
They just do.
They're fundamentally sound. They got a dude to compare, a phenomenal pass. Kev, I'm telling you, bro, I'm trying to figure a way to be interested in watching them play. I feel that, looking at it, Denver will actually win that series though, because their bench is deeper than Phoenix. And I hope they do, because if the Lakers get past Golden State or Sacramento, I'd rather see the Lakers playing Denver anyway than playing Phoenix.
Man, and I'm going to tell you something. That Sacramento squad, I like that squad. They will run you.
I do too.
Out
I just don't like them this week.
They will run you out of the gym. Mark, that boy Fox.
William, man. We talked about this, I think, a year or two ago. I remember the conversation. We talked about when the Lakers drafted Lonzo Ball. I said, man, I saw that dude, De'Aaron Fox, played him when he played for Kentucky and played against UCLA, and they said Lonzo Ball, well, his mom had a stroke. There was things, on his mind. It didn't matter to me. That De'Aaron Fox wore him out. I think he had like 30-something.
Man.
And at that point, I said, we talked about the Lakers rebuilding. I said, that's the dude they should have drafted. The only thing that scares me with that is it makes me wonder, when De'Aaron Fox first came in the league, he was getting hurt a little bit, getting injuries, whatever. And it makes me wonder, would he have still been there anyway, because the Lakers cleaned house to get Anthony Davis, so he may have been in New Orleans too. So I don't know how that would have worked out, but I see how it's working out now.
Yeah, for
and this
owner.
Dude is, man, this dude is fire.
He is. I mean, dude, now he's been in the league, what, how many years now?
About six.
But good Lord. The thing about it is.
Y'all see that boy Murray, the rookie?
Oh, yeah.
He can shoot that thing.
Those boys.
He can shoot that thing.
And that boy Malik Monk. Is a herder?
They got Malik Monk, who the Lakers had last year.
Woo!
And decided to get rid of. And I think it came down to a choice, if I'm not mistaken. They couldn't offer him that much. And it came to a choice, either keeping him or Austin Reeves. Well, I think they should have kept that dude. They should have figured it out. I mean, that Russell Westbrook thing messed up a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Shit. Well, you know, the Lakers been making bad decisions, man, for years. Now, I tell you, at halftime or when they had to trade, before the trade deadline, when they decided to get rid of Westbrook and clean and finally get a shooter.
That was the best thing for both parties.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, Sacramento, how scary is Sacramento? They seem like they're not up and down. They're a solid team. And the thing about it is, Mike Brown, his philosophy, move the ball faster. They'll run you out of the. So I don't think the Lakers going to even keep up with them. That's my point. Because the Lakers, they're not a fast team like a Sacramento.
I watched that game last night. Last night, Mike Brown had his team running Steph Curry and Klay Thompson off that three-point line. And when they did, was able to shoot, them shots was uncomfortable shots that they were taking.
That's why Mike Brown got Coach of the Year. He's been coaching that team, man. And Kevin, remember we talked about it before the playoff, you barely saw Sacramento.
And that was going to be my next point because I think regardless of how it turns out, that they are going, I guarantee you, they're going to be on, they're going to have a lot of TV coverage next season.
Okay. They're going to play Golden State to win again tomorrow?
Yes.
Game seven.
In Sacramento.
Yes.
Golden State is the worst team.
And that's Sacramento, man, they so happy in Sacramento. They're so happy. When's the last time Sacramento been in the playoffs?
2006.
Well, we're talking 17 years ago.
We're talking Vlade Divac years.
Oh, look at Lord. You know, Vlade D-flop?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Phantom of the Flopper.
Oh, man.
That's what he was.
Man. You gotta go to Memphis to this geriatric facility that Jai opening up one day, man.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be there. Okay. Maybe go viral.
Okay. Yeah, but now, I'm going to tell you, but Sacramento, boy.
De'Aaron Fox is fast.
Okay. Now, going back on the East now, you still, who's alive there?
Boston, Philly.
And New York. And Miami.
Now, one would think.
Throwback series.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you something about them. In my opinion, let's talk about Boston for a second. The star on that Boston Celtics team to me is Jaylen Brown.
And that's a statement that you've been holding firm to for the past couple of seasons.
That's
also.
Exactly right.
I mean,
the mask man.
He is there.
I'm talking about Batman. Look, Jaylen Brown has not been messing around, man, at all. That dude.
He's gonna go after
it. No question about it. Now I know he didn't get MVP. Who got it last year? His running mate.
Tatum.
Tatum, yeah. But I'm saying right now, boy, to me, that's the best combo in basketball.
That's gonna be a good series though. I don't know if Joel gonna play much this series, but they say they're gonna strap him up. They're going to put a brace on his knee.
Oh, who?
Joel Embiid, got some ligament problems. But they say he's going to put a brace on him. Say he's going to put a brace on him.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, because they can't do anything about it without him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay if that extra rest is going to help him or hurt him, though. You know, that's a bigger question.
Yeah. Man. That's going to be something.
I think if they get past Boston, he finally get the MVP.
Okay. If the 76ers get past Boston. And that's a big if there, too.
But he should get it this year. He should have won it last year.
Yeah. But he would need some help.
He got Harden.
Harden
has changed up the way he played. He gets everybody involved. You got a double-double coming from him every night with points and assists.
Don't forget about Maxie. People been sleeping on him.
Yeah.
And quiet as kept. If you get a good series from Tobias Harris, that's a problem.
I was going to say, Tobias Harris still stealing money.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name in a while. Okay. But that's what you're going to need. But again, boy, Boston, Jaylen Brown.
Boston did that, and that one thing that they did, they went and picked up that backup point guard. And his name is Michael Brogdon. Everywhere he go, he make a team better.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be interesting.
And to have him coming off the bench, your second squad,
they don't really lose too much because he can score, he can play D.
Mm-hmm. And he can. Yeah. Now, Phoenix, somebody mentioned something about Phoenix earlier today.
They get past Denver, right?
Get past what?
They gonna get past Denver, my
ass. You think so?
Yeah, I could probably see that too, because look, you got KD, Booker, and Chris Paul.
Who I'm not a fan of.
All Aiden got to do is just somewhat be able to hold his own offense.
I mean, all you got to do is collect at least 10-15 rebounds.
Oh, you can get 20-12 out of him anytime.
But, I mean, you know, you can't, I mean, if you can get, say, a double-double, at least, what, like 15 rebounds, maybe 10 points, something like that.
Right.
I mean, like just enough. I mean, the other three was going to put in work anyway.
Well, you're going to have Aiden. You're going to have to have
Aiden. Well, yeah. To plug the metal.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a definite. You got to have that. I mean, Aiden, you just got one job. That's all you have to do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't asking for you to put up, 20 points or whatever. I mean, the other three stars can handle. KD can do that on his own. Booker can do that on his own, too. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that, you know.
Well, the stakes are high.
What can Aiden do against Jokic? Or did I miss that?
Nobody brought that up.
We ain't brought that up.
But he's a bad boy too.
He's gonna have to do a number on Jokic.
He's gonna have to. But that, like I said, that's why they call him the Joker, man. You have no idea what that slew is gonna do. He's a bad dude.
See, you gotta understand something about guys like Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic. These guys have been playing at a professional level since they was like 12, 13.
Mm.
So the physical aspect, they're already veterans in their countries. They're already seasoned vets. They're already on their back nine in their respective countries.
Mm.
So you throw that into the equation. They're not as fast. They're not as athletic, but they are the most craftiest basketball players that you will ever see. They use every aspect of the game from the footwork down to the fundamentals. Just completely sound.
So who on the West would really give them a problem?
They won't have a problem with Phoenix.
Oh,
yeah.
So they're playing Phoenix next?
Yes. They play Phoenix today.
Today?
Yes.
All right.
Tonight. Tonight, 8:30, TNT. All right, TNT, that's 10%. We want our money.
But I'm going to tell you something else also. If I was Golden State, I love Golden State. All right. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to bring this up. I love Golden State, except for that doggone Draymond Green. And now a lot of people say, I think he's a dirty player. In my opinion, I think he's a dirty player. Now, the man grabs your ankle, you're going to stump him in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
That is not basketball.
Yes, grabbing my ankle is not basketball.
Well, then let the ref call a foul on the man that grabbed your ankle. You don't turn around and stump the man in the chest.
But
he could have cost him the next game. It didn't cost him the next game because my boy just went off and did his thing, right? But that's a dirty play. You don't know.
The dirty play was Sabonis grabbing the ankle.
That ain't dirty.
Yes,
Let me tell you something, Wayne. Not only did Sabonis grab it, but he was turning it a certain way. Sabonis is low key dirty.
Well, both of them.
And, you know, was it a smart move for Draymond to do that? No. But it would have been the best thing that Golden State could have done because it put Steve Kerr in a position where he had to create a different lineup. And by creating that different lineup, the next game they came out and wore Sacramento out.
All right.
Draymond is the heart and soul. You know, last night in watching that game, you know, we talk about Jordan Poole, but hey man, you can't be getting, and he didn't get that big money. I mean, you can't produce 7 points.
Come on, yeah, you're right.
Jordan Poole is trash.
I mean, in my opinion,
what you call Jordan trash?
Jordan Poole had a decent playoff last year, and that playoff got him paid. He's not consistent. You don't know what night he's going to do. He's going to give you something. And the nights like last night when he lays down, I totally don't trust him.
Yeah, he played like Draymond stole him again.
Draymond got on him last night, you know, and I can see, you know, in looking at it, and that Golden State team, they got to win this game tomorrow. But, you know, looking at Golden State and looking at what they're doing, you're paying Jordan Poole big money. Hey, man, that dude got to produce.
Yeah.
Gary Payton's getting paid big money. That dude's got to – he's got to produce. They gave – you know, in my opinion, they wasted a roster spot with Andre Iguodala. I understand you respecting the dude shit. He ain't played. I don't even think he dressed. What was the purpose of – that's a roster spot that's wiped away.
Right.
You know, you got Wiggins that's back – you know, that's back into the fold. Again, Draymond – yeah, he's the heart and soul of that team. And night before last proved that to me.
Wiggins going to have that big game in game 7 for
the season. Wiggins, yeah. I understand. I hear where you come from, Mark, but I'm still – everybody on the panel knows that I'm not a Draymond fan anyway. Because, see, that's not the only – those are not the only antics that he's pulled off. He does something all the time. Remember that year that he cost him the doggone championship. And the thing about it is, it's almost like he's out of control. In some cases, I don't know that, I don't think they ever got him in the mental health that he needed. But the guy, I mean, serious about this, he's out of control.
And I get what you're saying, Dad. And one thing I'm not going to do, none of us are saying that Draymond is innocent or Draymond is not a dirty player. We're not debating that. What we're saying is everybody has to have a bad guy. Everybody has to have, every team has to have that one guy that has that edge. So what? Yeah, we cost him a championship. He got us 4 though. I'll take 4-1 any day.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
I'll take 4-1 any day.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Every team got to have that tough guy. You got to have that tough guy, but there's a line you don't cross.
Sometimes that bad guy got to cross it though.
But I'm going to tell you what. What is going to get you? You keep yelling at the referees. Are they not? You're not going to intimidate them. As a matter of fact,
Draymond doesn't kill.
See, that's the problem. See,
but it's not what he does per se. It's how the rest of the Golden State Warriors feed off of it.
Yeah.
They feed off of it in a good way.
Well, when he's getting a whole bunch of technicals, getting kicked out of games, how is that helping Golden State?
You saw how they responded the game afterwards. Just like what Mark said,
they had to win that.
That forced Steve Kerr to change his lineup, and they came out firing all cylinders in that game.
That's more to Steve Kerr's credit than it was Draymond. Draymond didn't know that they were going to win that game after he got his butt kicked out. Was that a strategy?
It looks like it now.
Strategy or not, it worked.
I'm kind of on the fence of. I want to see a throwback series between the Lakers and the Kings.
Yeah, no one's throwing Dennis Rodman under the bus for being on Monday Night Raw nowadays, are they?
I'm sorry, Mark, but I would love to see that series. Because those were classic series back in the day.